Here's a vignette for you. It takes about a minute, minute and a half. And it's when you're talking about their price and their peak price, it's going to spin off into the seller asking you a question about, what do you think of our price? Do you think it's right? So let's kind of exit the conversation about peak price as if we just had a little vignette conversation with the seller. And they were listed for, let's say, $675,000. Then we'll address if they were listed for $679,000. So here we go. Let's jump into our vignette. What's interesting, seller, is you actually were at a peak price. You were at one point listed for $700,000 even, and then you were listed for $675,000. So you were marketed to both the stretch buyer and the strong buyer. What I'm trying to figure out is why it didn't sell. So because you hit some pretty strong numbers. Now, what's interesting is your velocity does have 17 actives and no pendings. And, you know, so that could be a problem. Do you think that there's a possibility you were just a tad high in your price? Okay, agents, when you're having this conversation with sellers, it's almost like seller therapy. They have to admit what's wrong. Many, many years ago, 10, 15 years ago, when I was married in marriage counseling, the counselor was always trying to get you to admit what your fault was and what can you do about it. Not, they weren't there to point out what your fault was, because that's not good therapy. The person has to admit that they finally recognize maybe change will do them good. Well, the same thing's with the seller's price. They've got to come to the conclusion that change will do them good. And they can't feel like it was a pushy agent just after commission. It's a very therapeutic process. And if you rush to this result, much like somebody going on a first date and showing up with a wedding ring, I have a friend who did that. She showed up at a blind date, whatever the case, and the guy had a wedding ring. And, you know, hey, I think we're right for each other and we should get married. What have you? You know what? If you go for something too fast, you'll get nothing. So when you start talking about the seller's price, you really opened up a very serious part of this conversation. That's where this whole thing is going. Because if they don't adjust their price, in most cases, it's not worth taking the listing. It's just a part-time job you won't get paid for. A listing you'll service for months and not get paid. We only want to take listings where there's a high probability there's compensation. Would that seem fair? Every listing you take should have a chance of getting paid. Now, you might say, if I take a listing at $1 million, it should be $750. Do I have a chance of getting paid? Yeah, in a few years. We're talking about keeping listings for a shorter period of time, where we've had so many listings that we took that were expired that sold to the first buyer in the property. So let's wrap this up with addressing the other vignette. They weren't at a peak number, a peak price. They were not at $675 or $700, but here we go. Now, what's interesting, seller, is when you were listed for $7.25, you're what's called the peak price. Maybe it was too high, which is why it was adjusted, but when they changed it from $725 to $699, what was amazing that happened is they cut your marketing in half exposure just to the stretch buyer, not the strong buyer. And if the seller says to you, what do you think of our number? What do you think we should list for? You don't want to answer it right then. It's too early. We have to get them to respond to a couple of questions. One is, well, do you think it's a possibility you were a tad high? which oftentimes, I had one recently, the seller was 650, and he goes, yeah, I think I should have been 500. I'm like, I couldn't believe you said that. But it came from the order of the presentation, when it happened. I didn't do it early on. I did it after we had a whole bunch of other vignettes, another bunch of storylines in place where he said, you know what? You're like the only agents ever talked to me about like this. And the tad high, I think I should have been 500,000. So it's important not to get moved through these too fast. It is extremely important that you have all these vignettes down. Have you ever been to the theater and it was three acts and each act was 40 minutes long? It was funny, humorous. It took you up. You laughed. You cried. You were frightened or whatever the case. You were wondering, well, why can't a listing interview be the same way? Well, it can be if you practice, drill, rehearse, and role play with people. Your income is limitless. It depends on how many listings you want to carry at once. So that's kind of the end of the conversation about if they ask you, what do you think of their price? During the peak performance conversation. So when they say, what do you think of the price? It's important that you ask them a question. Do you think you were a tad high? By the way, another great question right then and there, which is a vignette to itself. Did you have many offers on the property? And if seller goes, no, we had no offers, no traffic. They were probably way overpriced versus, no, we had three or four offers. All right, that's it for this one. I don't want to cover too much on one particular audio here. Thank you.